Welcome to the Life of a Gentleman podcast, the number one podcast to learn about the hottest men's fashion and grooming brand. We interview the brand owners so you get the inside story. We'll also discuss fashion, business, and entrepreneurship, and all things gentlemen. Whether you're looking to advance your career, increase your style, or just discover the best new products, you're in the right place. And now, here's your host, award-winning author, entrepreneur, and business owner, Richard Taylor. Hey, Rich, let's start the show.
Thank you for that introduction, and welcome back to another edition of the Life of a Gentleman podcast. I'm Richard, your host, and we have a wonderful show for you today. I really think you're going to enjoy it. We will be talking about fashion and more fashion today. So guys, get ready. Our guest of the week, they have developed an accessory that is really going to blow you away. Especially if you're somebody like myself that can appreciate art, you're going to love this. Their tagline is where fine art meets fine fashion. So if you would ever like to take a beautiful painting or something that you see in a museum and display it on your clothing, you're about to find out how you can do that in a very tasteful way with an interview from Pocket Square Art. And Tyler will be joining us in just a moment. Also, speaking of fashion, it is summer, and guys, we have the perfect way for you to stay stylish. Dennis is here with the fashion tip of the week. We are talking about summer shirts, different styles, how you can rock it, how you can look your best, how you can wear it on different occasions, and make sure that you're representing as a gentleman. You're gonna love this one. Stay tuned, because we're getting started right now.
Hey guys, let's dive into a brief style discussion, tips, suggestions, and fashion ideas from a guy who knows style. He inspires us on social media, personal stylist, and retail expert, Dennis Styles. It's the Style Tip of the Week. Hey Dennis, bring the heat.
Welcome everyone to another episode on Life of a Gentleman. Style Tip of the Week here with myself, Dennis Styles, and my co-host, Richard Taylor. What's going on, Rich?
Hey, Dennis. Glad to join you on the Style Tip of the Week. Curious to see what we're going to talk about. We're heating up out there, man. So how can we stay stylish?
All right, man. Let's talk about it. Well, we're going into the second week of June. Heading to the dog days of the summer. So let's talk how to stay cool and fashionable at the same time. Well, the weather gets warmer. We're going to start off with shirts, and I think that's what sets everything off. And what and how to wear your shirts in the summertime.
That's a great subject. You know, in the summertime, it gets hot, so guys want to shed the jacket. But you don't want to look bummy, you know? You want to avoid that. And what I mean by bummy, you know, just my opinion, everybody's different, but you know, I don't want any jerseys, t-shirts with little catchphrases on them and stuff like that, man. I want to have a more refined look.
All right, so what Rich is talking about here is very simple, guys. You got to turn that dress shirt into a short sleeve dress shirt and make it fashionable and dressy at the same time. What I mean is that polo is going to be now, it's going to be fully a dress shirt for you, meaning you got to dress it up or you can wear it with shorts. Another one that you could pull off real good in the summertime is a short sleeve floral shirt. Cuff the sleeves, make sure it fits nicely, not too tight, not too loose. And you can wear it out long enough where you can wear it out, or you can wear it in your pants.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. I was just thinking about that. You know, my preference with the polo shirt, I usually tuck my polo shirts in. You know, unless you're one of those guys to rock the extra medium, you need to go ahead and tuck the polo in because it's a little too baggy sometimes. And then with the button-up shirts for the summer, believe it or not, I like to wear them out because you can have on some nice dress pants, chinos, or whatever. And it's kind of a casual look, but dressy at the same time with the button-up shirt untucked. You know, it's just a real casual vibe that you put off. And of course, I know you would say top it off with some shades. I think we all have to agree with you.
Exactly. Now, there should be no excuse as far as finding those summer dress shirts. They're very easy to find. So whoever tells you man, listen, I can't seem to find the right dress shirts. That's the one fashion tip that I'll give you. They sell pretty much short sleeve dress shirts in any department store or any store in general. Pretty much sells the same 100% kind of dress shirts. You could go with the silk route. Like sometimes I like to wear it. I like to wear my actually silk shirts right under my blazer, so you could do that. A linen blazer, a linen suit, you're good to go.
Yeah, I like what you said, that you can find them anywhere, because a lot of times there is a barrier to getting some really high quality shirts for people on a budget. And when I say high quality, I mean dress shirts. You know, a lot of times I like to order my shirts from British companies and things like that, because, you know, the quality is there. But when you're talking summer, just a cotton short sleeve dress shirt, you can run into places that ordinarily I would tell you to stay away from when it comes to clothing, you know, like Target, different retailers along those lines, and find some great stuff.
Exactly, and very affordable, by the way. Similar to the same things you would probably buy in a high-end store. So a lot of the times, I think guys, they will go to one shop and they will get a bunch of the same polos, Rich. I don't know if you've been, if you like doing that. Me personally, not a fan of it. I like to spread them out, spread the summer shirts out.
Yeah, the only thing I do that with is the polo shirt. I will stick with one brand. Brooks Brothers, I was at the outlet mall. They had a sale on polo shirts, and it was a really good deal. They had 3 for $99, and so I copped 3 of those, just different colors, and then ordered a few more offline. Just different things you can wear just to have in your chinos, just if you're going out anywhere. You look respectable with a polo shirt on. But if you're going out for a night on the town, maybe a date night or something like that, go ahead and dress it up like Dennis is saying, with the floral shirt, the button up, and just kind of show a little bit more personality and style. But for just running around town, running errands, just taking care of business, I like a good polo shirt.
Yeah, I mean, the thing about the polo shirts, man, how long have they been around? I mean, they're not going anywhere, man.
No.
They're easy to wear. They're flexible, comfortable, and like Rich said, that's probably one item that if you do find it in the store, I think you should probably get a few colors of the same. As far as the floral short sleeve shirts, you can find them anywhere, pretty much.
Yeah, you're 100% right. I want to get your opinion on another type of shirt that I like to wear in the summer when it's really hot. Maybe I'm doing something with the kids, it's a casual day. This isn't anything trying to look super stylish, generally worn with shorts, but how about the V-neck t-shirt for the summer? What do you think about that?
I think the V-neck is V-neck and crew necks, because sometimes what I like to do is this, another tip. If you want to wear the short sleeve floral dress shirts, you don't necessarily have to button them. Open them up and wear a crew neck or V-neck t-shirt underneath to kind of give it that cool vibe. You know what I mean, Rich? Kind of like, instead of having it all buttoned in, just let it out. Just wear that either crew neck or V-neck t-shirt. So definitely V-neck t-shirts is a must-have, or a crew neck, whatever your preference is.
Yeah, I agree with you. In the summertime, man, it's hot. Let's not try to be stuffy. Don't feel like you're trying to be Miami Vice. It's a really cool look. Plus, it lets some air get down in there. So go ahead and do 2 buttons undone. It's totally fine. I think it looks great. And it makes you look like you're more relaxed. You know, when you button all the way up with a polo shirt or...
Or leave it open, you know, leave the shirt open and just show the crisp white t-shirt.
Yeah, you know, if you have a nice V-neck like that, you definitely can do it. And I don't think anybody's going to look at you strange at all. It's just the fact, hey, it's summer. You might not do that, you know, in the fall or winter, but in the summertime, it's totally acceptable.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, pretty much find yourself a nice Panama hat, a couple of floral short sleeve shirts, like we said, a couple of V-neck white t-shirts, chinos shorts, you're good to go, and penny loafers, of course.
I think we're going to have to come back and touch on shorts next week, and maybe in conjunction with the shorts, let's talk about the summer shoes as well. But this has been an awesome discussion, just breaking down shirts. And there's a lot of different ways you can go with your styling. And before we round out, Dennis, let me get your thoughts. One last tip, because you always have something great right before we go. With the shirt, how can you accessorize to just kick it up one more level right before we close out?
Statement watch. What I like is similar to what you did, Rich, in your last box, a nano stripe. That's a tremendous idea. If you have a watch that you may put an interchange the strap, kind of like we had in the Harrison Blake Apparel monthly box, that's a must, because what you could do is you could kind of plug and connect the watch strap with a little bit of the color of the shirt that you're wearing, Rich. That balance is going to create a look that blends in together.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%, obviously, but yeah, when that NATO strap, you know, it's a nylon strap, it's interchangeable, like you said. Usually, you know, I try to order them where they have about three different colors, like you said. So you got a lot of color play, and it really stands out. People always compliment me when I wear the NATO strap for my watch. And I make sure that my watch is real low profile in the summer. Generally, you know what? I'm not trying to plug anybody, but that Daniel Wellington watch, it's got the real small face. It's real flat against your skin. That's great. It's interchangeable with the NATO strap. Looks amazing.
I think that's a great point there. It's flat against your skin. That's the key. And it's almost like, you know, I'm not even wearing it. And it's simple. It kind of goes with the whole summer vibe, don't you think, Rich?
It totally does, man. It looks like you know what you're doing. It looks polished. Looks like you're stepping out of the pages of a magazine. And the best part about it, these tips won't break the bank, Dennis.
Yeah, so pretty much there's a lot of fun, actually, a lot of fun bracelets too. Whether it be a rope bracelet or you know, a fabric bracelet or even gold, a single bracelet, or even necklaces. Now, this is the time, for example, if you're wearing a V-neck t-shirt, that's when you get creative with your necklaces. You kind of want to, you know, maybe you just, instead of wearing one, layer another one on top of it. With the V-neck, a little bit of the skin showing up top, that could be a winner right there.
I agree. You never see me without my necklace, so, you know, definitely a lot of good tips, a lot of ways to break down the summer style, the summer shirts. I'm looking forward to next week, man. Let's get into the shorts, because that's an area where you could blow it. You can have all the shirts in the world, but if you got some big baggy shorts or the wrong type of shorts, the wrong style, the wrong cut, you're gonna really mess it up. So I'm looking forward to what you have for us next time.
Yeah, that's so true, man, because when it comes to shorts, length is everything. So we're going to dive into that next week, guys.
All right, Dennis, let everybody know how they can check out your style on Instagram.
All right, guys, check me out at Instagram at Dennis1n_styles. Stay fly, gentlemen.
Thanks a lot, Dennis.
And now it's time for this week's segment of The Gentleman's News. Exclusive interviews with exceptional people discussing all things gentleman, from business to fashion to lifestyle, industry leaders, authors, and more. This is The Gentleman's News.
Guys, welcome back to my favorite part of the show, where we talk with an entrepreneur, somebody who has stepped out on faith and started their business. You know, on my Instagram page and on the podcast, we talk a lot about entrepreneurship and those that want to do it. And you know what? We don't sugarcoat it. It is difficult, but there is no better feeling. And this gentleman will definitely attest to that. Welcome to the show, Tyler from Pocket Square Art. How's it going today?
Good, and I really appreciate you having us on the show. I'm a big fan, and you know, I'm just delighted to be a part of what you are creating yourself. So thank you very much.
Oh, we appreciate your time, because we know that you have a busy schedule, and I would love for you to just kind of real briefly just summarize for everybody who hasn't had the chance to see your amazing product. What is Pocket Square Art?
Well, it's exactly what it is. It's we've taken fine artwork and we turned it into pocket squares. And it doesn't sound really elaborately glamorous or anything. On the other hand, the way we got into it is a personal way that I got into it was I was out shopping for a suit for a very special occasion in late 2015, and the store that I went to, a fine gentleman's store, the person helping me did his job. You know, he sold me a good looking suit tailored to me, really was exactly what I was looking for. I was in the spending mood, and he did his job by selling me a shirt to go with it and a tie and some accessories. And then it came to the pocket square, Rich, and I was wanting to take that little detail and add it to the suit that I was purchasing, but I got to be truthful with you. It kind of stops me cold. The pocket squares that I were being shown were, you know, $80-$90, and that's fine. I was, you know, not against that, but they were nothing unique. They lacked panache, and I kind of thought, you know, you have 35 of these laying in the store for $90 a piece. I didn't see the value in it. And so I bought the whole suit and everything, but I didn't go home with the pocket square, and I still wanted to dress up my suit. So did a little research, and we started to mess around on the internet and found out that we could possibly make our own silk pocket squares. And of course, I finally sourced some things in China, and Rich, it didn't really work out very well in the end. I found that what we were trying to do was not well received. It felt like it was a little less, you know, value added because it was made in China. So we found some suppliers in Italy, and that worked out well for us. The exchange rate from the euro to the dollar worked out well. The suppliers worked out well. The reputation worked out well, and we found a supplier. But what was more than that is we got away from the four P's, as I call it, the plain paisley, polka dot, and plaid pocket squares, and we used fine art. But interestingly enough, the thing that works well in those four P's is the repeating patterns. So we found some artwork that would actually work well in the presentation of repeating patterns. And so we licensed the artwork. We actually went to the artists themselves, and we bought the license exclusively to make pocket squares and scarves for the accessory marketplace for the men. That's kind of where we started. That's what we're doing. Can I tell you a little bit about some of our artists?
I would love to hear about that. You know, I was intrigued when you said the four P's, and I was thinking, you know, the five P's, you know, proper preparation prevents poor performance. But now I've got the four P's. So yeah, let's dive into the artist, because the fact that you went and licensed it, it's a pretty bold move. A lot of people, when they're starting a business, don't really know how to do something like that. They're not really savvy. So I'd love to hear this part of the story.
Well, you know, I wanted something that would be exclusive, and we didn't want to have anything that was going to be, mass produced. So we went to the artists themselves, and we licensed them. I actually paid a licensing fee to the artists, and we're under an exclusive contract to go ahead and produce their artwork on our silk presentations. Our first artist was Iris Scott, and she is not just a painter. She really is a unique painter. She actually paints only with her fingers. She hails from Brooklyn, New York, and a celebrated artist. And she made her name by making a collection of dogs that are, appear that they're shaking off water. You know how a dog does when they shake the water when they come out of the lake or something like that.
Right.
Well, she's captured those images in her artwork, painted with only her fingers. And she licensed those three sets of shaking dogs for our pocket square program. And the unique thing about that, Rich, honestly, is that when the beads of water fly off the dog, that is the repeating pattern that you look for when you have a polka dot or a plaid or a paisley pocket square. That's the repeating pattern. So we use her artwork as our first representation, and it's been very well celebrated and accepted. And when people see exactly what it is, they fall in love with the entire presentation. Another one of our artists that we used was Craig Tracy. Craig Tracy is a celebrated body painter. He is a judge on Skin Wars, television program aired all over the world.
Yes.
And he owns the first body painting studio in the world. He's from New Orleans, and he licensed his artwork to us. And in collaboration with Craig, he picked out some of the artwork that he thought would be very, very good for our presentation. And one of the artwork pieces that he picked is called Twee Frog. It's a tree frog, but it's the title of the thing is Twee Frog, and it's the back of a woman who has the tree frog painted on her body. Now, what we want to especially point out to this is that the repeating patterns in this presentation is just dynamic. It's bright green, a splash of purple and red for the tree frog's eyeballs and his fins. It's beautiful when it all folds up. Now, one thing that we found when we were doing our research is that the type of silk that we put these two presentations on matters. For example, the body, human body, is soft, so we picked a very fine satin silk for this particular presentation, not unlike what we did for irises. We picked a twill so that you could actually see some of the artwork in the ridges of the silk itself when you look at the shaky dogs. So we're very meticulous on what type of silk we put the image on and how we present the products. So it's a lot of fun. We're having a good time, I gotta tell you, Rich.
No, that sounds amazing. I'm curious about how did you find these artists? I mean, there's millions of artists out there. So what made you decide on these two? How did you reach out to them? And were there some artists that you reached out to that, you know, just weren't interested? I'm just curious.
Yes. Well, actually, I did just kind of a grassroots effort. We started searching for unique artists on the internet, kind of like a Google search. And then that search would lead us to another layer below of how to find somebody that's doing something truly unique. It's not just somebody painting with an oil brush and, you know, from their home or something like that. Or, you know, we tried to find somebody who's really doing something unique. And as we started to do our internet search, we started to find people that were doing, you know, just grand presentations of fine art, not just junk, but just real fine art. And they're celebrated artists in their niche. They have a specific niche. So we engaged them. We just picked up the phone, really, and called them. I made a trip to New York. I sat down with Iris Scott. We hammered out a deal, and we're down the road. So same thing with Craig Tracy. It was very, very difficult to get a hold of. I went to his gallery, and finally I got a call back from him directly. He said he loved the idea. He asked me if it would be okay if he showed some of the pocket squares in his studio. Rich, naturally, what an honor that is.
Yeah.
And it's, I mean, what a grand honor. And so we were delighted to be associated as the partnership continued to go two ways. And, you know, we continued to help each other as we build our businesses together. So it was a real delight. But you asked me the question about some who said no. Yes, some have turned us down. It's grind. It's hard to find the right match. And we engaged some other artists, and I was really excited about it. I really thought I could help their business. And, you know, they told me they didn't really want to go that way. But in the end, Rich, I got to tell you, I made a friend and have a good open dialogue with even the people that we said no to, that they said no to us. And I think maybe someday there'll be an opportunity to do something with some of the most unique artists in the world. So keep the doors open, you know?
Yeah, no, and that's why I asked that question, because, you know, I want people to realize you can't hit a home run every time, but like you said, keep the door open. You don't know what kind of connections you're going to make and what opportunities may come about down the line. Now, speaking of down the line, the line of pocket squares that you have out now, how large is the collection? How has it expanded over time?
Well, we started with Iris Scott and Craig Tracy. On our website, we feature two other artists. One artist is Carl Warner. Carl Warner is a unique artist in his own right. He hails from London. And what he is a food photographer. And that doesn't sound glamorous or anything, but what he does is he creates landscapes made completely out of food. And it's all edible. Everything he does is completely edible. When you look at one of his art renderings, like Salad Sea, it's made of leaf lettuce and beets. There's a boat floating in the middle of the sea. It's made of a squash, and the life preservers are olives. Everything you see in the presentation is made of 100% edible food, and the set that he uses is gigantic. It's 20 feet by 10 feet, and it's just huge. And then he zooms in on it and creates this high luxury photograph, and then we use that particular presentation in our we have three pieces from him. So the third piece. The fourth piece is from Gary Finsky. Gary Finsky is a very famous artist who paints with black light. And in my side of the business, I think my personal preference is you have to have a pocket square that's somewhat plain. And, a white pocket square is very crisp and has a place in a man's wardrobe. But in my approach, I was missing that particular presentation. Gary, on the other hand, paints in black light. That means his original, the very first part of his painting, is all white or chrome colored. And then he dots it with fluorescent lights that, when shined under a black light, brings the entire image to life. So that was our presentation for a white pocket square. And Gary basically offered that particular piece to us, and we have his piece. Now, part of what when we do a ritual, we make a presentation of pocket squares, is we always still just look for the artist. We have to look for the piece of the art from the artist, because, let's face it, when you fold up a pocket square, the majority of it ends up being in your pocket and you don't see it.
Yeah, it's true.
So what we do is we have look at the center of the piece of artwork, and then we're able to build our pocket square from there. So, for example, in Gary Finsky's Delphinus by Day, you can fold the pocket square and put it in your pocket and have a kind of a white or a gray tone to it, but you can form it so that it appears that there's one of the dolphins jumping out of your pocket. Or you just move the pocket square over a little bit to the right or the left, and it can appear that the moon is setting into your pocket. So we want people to draw attention to the pocket square that the person is wearing. That's what sets you apart. That, when people's eyes start to drift to your pocket square, you have somebody who's interested in not only what you're wearing, but what you have to say. It helps your business. It's part of branding yourself, really.
It is. That's a conversation piece, a conversation starter, whatever you want to call it. So I'm going to ask this. How many times has it happened you've been wearing one of your pocket square art pocket squares and somebody notices it and you've had to pull that pocket square out of your pocket and kind of flap it out there and let everybody see, really the beautiful designs and the beautiful artwork that's portrayed on the square? Has that happened to you?
It happens, yes. And I just can't tell you, when people wear a pocket square and they form it correctly in their pocket, their eyes draw to it, and sometimes people indeed do ask. And even if they don't ask you, you watch their eyes, and they're focused on it. They see the detail that you're presenting. But yes, people do ask. They ask us, can I ask you about your square? And naturally, we say, of course, yes. And Rich, I'm kind of a low-key guy. I don't tell people I own the company right out of the bat. I'm dressing for my own business, for my own presentation of things in life. And so when people ask me about it, then it opens up the dialogue for me to start branding myself and branding the company about how we present things. So that's kind of what we feel is important, what I feel is important, is what I've learned from my very first experience of trying to buy a $90 pocket square, and how to give value and really give the bang for the buck, so to speak.
Yeah, that's amazing. And it's great that people notice, and it's funny. You can tell when somebody's checking you out or checking out one of your unique accessories. So that's just really amazing. I would like to know now your plans for the future for the company. It sounds like you guys are headed in the right direction. Is there anything we can look forward to?
Well, I hope so. Part of our sales that we've engaged in, which are predominantly in the United States, one of our sales that we made was a present that a young lady bought for her brother, and this present turned out to be a huge opportunity for us. They bought the Craig Tracy collection. We sold them in sets of three. Great, crazy collection. And a couple of weeks after we sold and sent the present, I got a call from a gentleman who is the ex-CEO of Walmart and Hudson Bay, which, of course, is involved with Saks Fifth Avenue and the Gilt website. And they said they wanted to help us out. They got the pocket squares. He mentioned that he actually took one of our pocket squares from the Craig Tracy collection. He's not even wearing it. He framed it and hangs it on his wall.
Oh, wow. So
he was giving us a real kudos. I didn't think it was a real call, but it was. Turned out real. He turned us in on and introduced us to an artist named Ann Geddes. Ann Geddes is very famous. And she is known for her photography of babies.
Yes, I was familiar with her. Yes.
Yeah, and so we met with Ann Geddes. He made the introduction to us. We met with Ann and her husband, Kel, and we had a little visit in their Manhattan apartment and came up with the idea about making a collection for them and under their, with her name on it. But it was kind of a fun situation because nobody wants to have a pocket square with some other baby's picture on it, and it just wasn't working. So we agreed what we would do is I engaged and hired an artist, and we had three pieces of art handmade for the presentation, and it was drawn from inspiration from her artwork. So we have one piece of art that features a butterfly, one that features a shell, and the other one features a rose. And all of them capture Ann Geddes' mantra of protection and nurturing and loving the human being. So that's part of what we're doing with that. Those are coming out right now. They're in production, being made. So we'll be presenting those. And hopefully that'll be something that will give us another stepping stone here. But for the future of the company, too, as we continue to add artists, you know, I got to tell you, there's companies out there doing things that are similar, and I know that, and I admire them. In fact, I got to tell you, I hope at some point to acquire them some days. You know, I think there's a lot of things going on there that give me inspiration, and maybe there's something we could do collaboratively with them to really bring in and hone in this particular segment of the marketplace for the men's accessories. That's kind of my vision, my feeling. I like to think like those in those terms, you know what I mean?
I definitely do. I love the fact that you're open to collaborating with others. A lot of times in business, people like to operate in silos. They get real protective, and you know, if somebody sells neckties and there's a competitor that sells neckties, people act like they can't be friends and get along. But you know what? It's better to work together. I really appreciate that attitude. And before we close out this interview, though, we haven't told people the most important part, and that is where they can get these pocket squares. What's your website and social media so we can keep in touch?
Yeah, no, I appreciate it. The name of the company officially is Finley & Company, FinleyandCo.com, Finley & Company. That's the flagship that we're flying the brand under, and that is the address to our website. But alternatively, and at the same time, the www.pocketsquareart.com /Finley & Company and pocketsquare.art are our handles, our Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest, all social media outlets. And that's kind of where we started with that. So that's how you find us, pocketsquareart.com /Finley & Co. And that's our presentation. That's where we can be found.
That's wonderful. Thank you for sharing that, Tyler. And everybody, please check out their website. I guarantee you, you will be blown away by the artwork that they have on these pocket squares. And I've had an opportunity to see them myself. The quality is amazing. So, Tyler, we appreciate your time joining us on The Life of a Gentleman. And we would love to have you on in the future. And certainly would love to connect with you next time I get out to the West Coast, or if you head back to the East Coast, get in touch with us.
You can count on it. Thanks ever so much, and appreciate the opportunity.
Well, guys, that's going to do it for this edition of the podcast, The Life of a Gentleman. Another episode is in the books, and we are closing in on our 100th episode. So, guys, give us your ideas for a show, because we are going to do something that's going to blow you away for the 100th episode, and we want you to be a part of it. So keep those ideas coming. Get in touch with us on our Instagram page at Gentlemen's Podcast. We love the information that you've been giving us, the ideas, the encouragement, the feedback, whatever you want to call it. We appreciate it. Speaking of feedback, if you could, also could you rate, review, and subscribe the podcast on iTunes? That's really going to be doing us a huge favor, and we'd appreciate it. Seriously, it's only going to take about 30 seconds of your time. We have over 100 reviews right now, and our goal is to get up to 150. So please help us out and tell a friend about the show as well. Before we close, we can't leave without saying thank you to our guest, Tyler from Pocket Square Art, Finley and Co. They have amazing, beautiful pocket squares that really are a work of art. And I've had the opportunity to wear one. And yes, people did stop me and ask me to take it out and display it because it's just so colorful and so original, something that nobody else has. And that's what you want to have in your wardrobe, a conversation piece, something that you can pass on for generations that's going to last. Outstanding quality by Pocket Square Art. Also, big shout out to Dennis for coming through, talking fashion, just chopping it up, talking about summer shirts. We know it's hot out, but it's no excuse not to stay stylish. And now you definitely have the tips and the different ideas that you can put into play and put into practice that can help you be your best you all through these hot summer months. So guys, go out there, heat it up. We're looking forward to see the styles that you put together on Instagram, and follow us as well so we can see your feedback on how we can improve. And don't forget, remember, give us feedback. The 100th episode is right around the corner. We're going to have some huge giveaways. There's going to be lots of things in the works, but we want to get your input. So get in touch with us at Gentlemen's Podcast. Remember, we reply to every single direct message. So don't worry, we're going to get back with you. Guys, we appreciate your time. We appreciate you listening. And as always, until next time, take care.
These messages are brought to you by Harrison Blake Apparel, specializing in fashion accessories such as ties, lapel pins, and much more. Join the monthly subscription club where you will receive one necktie and four accessories for $25. To learn more, visit harrisonblakeapparel.com.